Nikhil, what's happening, mate?
Hey, man's calling me governments, you know? Man knows the governments, bro.
What are you saying?
Well, go on, my family.
What's this? You got company or something?
Come on, man. You know how I roam, man.
That
you know how the man them roam, man.
This is a first. This is a first.
Yeah, we got the goons them behind just in case any funny little woo-woo-woo-woo-woos.
Wow,
you understand what I'm saying to you?
You ain't changed a bit,
boy. Yeah, man.
First man on foot's in the cully with
You understand?
Two females in the back.
Yeah, we don't really want to bring the goons around. Just keep the goons behind, man.
Need that seatbelt on, please. You know what?
Seatbelts?
Yeah, we're
promoting
safe driving
You see, you're on it like that?
Yeah, man, you have to be.
I thought the GRM thing's gone mad now. I thought like you've got the keys to the city with the council and the government and
yeah, man.
So you can drive around with no seatbelts and all that.
I'm operating this fashion, you know what I'm saying? Welcome home, though.
My brother, long time.
It's been a very long time. Obviously, come on, man. You're a trendsetter. Someone that was definitely ahead of his time.
Too ahead.
I remember when you first came and I took notice of you and we started building together and
come on,
all that kind of stuff.
Yeah.
Like you was part of a sound that no one was really doing, a sound that's actually quite popular now.
But the sound's working now, innit?
Yeah, yeah. The sound's really working
now. Sound's working now, cuz. That's what was good. So when I was in jail, when I started to hear the D blocks and all these, everyone doing good and that sort of wave talk, you know what I'm saying? So after that, I was like, see, it's working. So I knew I was onto a winner, you know what I'm trying to say to you?
Yeah, no, for sure. Obviously, you've been away for a while. How long was you away for?
Well, I got 16 and a half years. So
16?
Yeah, I was supposed to do 8 years, 3 months. But I ended up doing 7 years, 3 months, because obviously, you know, the government, shout out Blood Clot, what's his name again? What's the Prime Minister's name again? That's not it. Boris Johnson, what's that claffy there's face?
What, Richie Sunak?
No,
he's not the president. No, he's not the Prime Minister. This is
who's
crazy.
Who's the Prime Minister now?
That's crazy. Who?
Who's the Prime Minister now? Keir Starmer! Thank you, Keir Starmer! What he's done, he's come out with a 40% thing. Yeah. So obviously, like, you know what I'm saying? He's let all people out that, you understand, that's done most of the sentence. But really and truly, they bumped me. Because if they come out of that thing there 2 years ago, I'd have been that 2 years ago. You know what I'm saying?
And obviously, you got your sentence at a time where you were doing quite well. I mean,
yeah,
you had the most chains in the game at a certain point.
Yeah.
Like, you're a very interesting and entertaining person to watch. Like, how was it dealing with being sentenced at such a prominent time in your career? I feel like you got sent away just as everything started to really become like financial and people were making money
from
music.
Yeah, I went away when the streams thing started busting. Well, the streams thing just started busting just before I went in.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying to you? So
how was that like going away at that specific time? Was it so big? Was it so big at the time that you was thinking more about your life than your career? Like what was the vibe?
Yeah,
what was
happening? Yeah. Do you know what I'm saying to you? Because obviously, you know, man, you understand, really do this. I went to jail for it anyway, so it's cool to talk about. But obviously, you know, man, really do this thing here, innit? Like, really, really do it. So it's like, music was like, remember, music's a hobby for me. So before, like, man used to just go into the studio, make a tune, and then we'd do a video. And then we'd chill out, rare. So obviously, if something happens, man take a look at loss, 100 bags or so, whatever loss man take on the road. Man don't really, studio's the last thing in my head. But it's a thing where that wasn't really, I wasn't really thinking about the music. Do you know what I'm saying? I was thinking about kids and family and, you know what I'm saying, people that I look after and take care of, you understand what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Because at the time, their music wasn't paying the bill. Look, Lancey Foe, my nigga. What go on, lads?
Talk to me,
my bro, skeezy.
You caught me off guard, I needed 2 days, man.
But you know what it is, cuz? You know my thing's just some spontaneous lifestyle, you know the thing? But obviously, I'm right now we're in full of the Cully, so right now they can hear you. We're getting interviewed right now by Posty.
Oh, well,
it's live,
yeah.
It's live, bro.
Snow take my fucking dogs home.
You understand? You understand? But you see, the thing is about it now, yeah, cuz, yeah? They don't even know what we got coming. We got some different movements. Fire for that coming thing. But, yeah, we got some different steezes coming. You understand what I'm saying?
Whatever they want.
But let me shut you after because it's a bit unprofessional. You know my thing already. It's a bit. All right, cuz you love.
Yeah, man. Big up Lancey Foe right there.
Come on, man. Look up, that's my little bro, man. You understand? He paid to see him. Why I love my man, yeah? Cuz he no homo again. Fire. But you know what I'm saying, yeah? He why I like about him, why he kept to 100. I didn't reach out to him. Sincere shouted me and said to me, "Yo, I'm going to be with Lancey in 20 minutes, yeah. I'm going to FaceTime you." So in my head I'm thinking, Lancey? What Lancey is he talking about? You understand? Because I'm thinking of one of my brethren from Manchester. You understand? I'm thinking, right, that man there, gang. He can't be talking about my man. So anyway, I looked on Sincere's Insta and I see that he was doing the thing. We know that little thing, they got the conglomerate thing. So I clocked it was Lancey Foe he was talking about. You understand? So then Lancey Foe just, you know, old school, he reached out to man, rare. But 2 days later, studio, and I've played him the album. Obviously, his work rate is different. Like, I don't know no one that he can make a mixtape in one day. Like, I can't do that. I get too high in there and, do you understand? Basically, he was just trying to jump on every single track because he's a beast. You understand what I'm saying to you, yeah? So, what I like about Mammy, he paid homage because he knows who's the trendsetter for this thing here. You understand? And he knows I kept it real with my man. You understand? I don't want to see good for him.
Yeah, he's obviously one of the new generational talents that we got going on right now. How many other artists have embraced you since you came out? Because I know that you probably inspired a few.
A lot of them have been, paying homage and them thing.
They've been receptive to you being back here.
100%, man. You know what I'm saying to you? You know, like, talking features, rare. They've just been doing it, man. It's no, you know what I'm saying to you? Just kept it 100 as well. You know what I'm saying to you?
One of the biggest things that I admire about you is how ahead of time you were with your jewellery game and how you used to present yourself as an artist.
Mm.
I remember one time you probably had like 4 or 5 chains on your neck. Your branding was on point. You had a Snow Team chains. Shout out to G Money as well.
We can say this now. We've done enough for radio.
Yeah.
And obviously, man's talking about the Snow Team thing, with fucking the skiing thing. You're there asking me mad questions because you knew man was chatting shit.
I can't remember.
You know, man was chatting shit. You said, yeah, so what's this stuff? So you said to me, so this Snow Team, so what do you mean? Like, so why have you done it for these type of people that's doing skiing and doing this and doing that, rare? And I looked at you, but this time I had the tag on my thing, innit? So obviously, okay. I bust that case anyway, but boom. So obviously I'm there saying to you, woo, chatting bare shit, but obviously it was all bullshit. You know what I mean?
Okay, so what's happening with the Snow Team now anyway? Is that still a collective?
There's no Snow Team, we're an Avalanche brand.
Okay.
If it ain't, it's Avalanche. That's all it is. There's no Snow Team, it's just Avalanche.
Okay,
you
cool.
You know what I'm saying?
So let's talk about the chains, because you had like 8 chains, 10 chains. I don't remember how many chains you had. You just had bare chains. You
was and one the rest of the, that I bought for everyone.
You was one of the first people with a bust down as well.
Yeah.
You was very ahead of your time in that sense as well.
Yeah.
Like, what made you want to brand yourself like this from the start? Because not a lot of people look like that.
Like, that's how man live.
Yeah.
Do you know what I'm saying? Even people that are from like other sides that they know as well, their elders would tell them, like, yo, that brother there, he's been like this from the get-go. You understand? He's been like this from 15, 16, 17, 18, driving Benzes at 17 glass tops. And so it's been like that regardless. Do you know what I'm saying?
What has happened to those chains and stuff? Did you have to give them away or?
You see what it is? Chains are a waste of money.
Yeah.
Even though I've got this thing here.
Yeah, it don't look like you've missed a step. You're back.
Yeah, but I didn't want to see the two bulk. Remember the bulky ones? I've done that 2015.
Yeah.
Remember the kilo and a half one I had?
Yeah, yeah, I remember.
Do you know what I'm saying?
So that gold one.
Yeah.
Yeah, like a gold one.
Yeah. That was a kilo and a half. But obviously, I just got a little 600. Obviously, we've got mad things coming anyway, but 600 grams platinum.
Yeah,
and we just put 100 carats in it because obviously you know what it is now. A lot of these rappers are getting money now, so now they can do everything. So see, with things that I do, I know that they could do it as well. There's youths that used to work for man and all sorts of shit. Fuck, I just hit the camera. Is that mad? I went mad.
That's all right.
I slapped it off. But yeah, boom. Obviously, everyone can do everything now. What it is now, man's just doing things where. I'm just like, cause I like to be I'm a trendsetter innit, so I like to be first. So like, that's why my mum spent 80 bags on earrings.
Oh,
do you know what I'm saying to you? Because I know people could do it, but they ain't done it. So I'm just doing things that they ain't done. So like a Cuban chain, I know no one ain't got a platinum one, so I'm gonna get a platinum one.
Okay.
I'm gonna get a little smaller one. I'm gonna put 100 carats in it.
Okay.
But with the big ones, I got 50 carats, but I put 100 in this. I just do things that's just to make myself feel a bit. Do you know what I mean?
A bit different. Because it's difficult to stand out now, because a lot of people have certain things now and are able to do certain things.
It's just
things.
GIAs now.
Yeah,
so don't
call
me Avalon, just call me Mr. GIA.
Okay,
you understand? Because we only deal with GIAs. You understand what I'm saying to you? Yeah. It's just GIAs now, bro.
I feel you. I want to call you Gia.
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 You understand? Gia. Shout out that. You understand?
What's your favourite rapper piece at the moment? Because obviously, I feel like your cosign when it comes to that kind of stuff is strong. Because
I say Jeffy and he's not even a rapper.
Yeah.
You understand what I'm saying to you?
I think I've seen that chain online.
Yeah, Jeffy, A. Jordan's done it. You understand what I'm saying? Shout out A. Jordan's as well. You're like Jeffy, he's got the, his jewelry pieces are mad. You understand what I'm saying to you? So, like, it's only really, like, Jeffy, you got the D-Block Europe's.
I think Trap, Mikey Trap Star and
Oh, come on, they took the piss.
Yeah.
We're doing a shoot with them later still. Shout out Mikey, shout out Lee, their family anyway. You know what I'm saying?
What year did you go to jail?
I went 2017.
2017, yeah. What's the biggest thing that you've come out and had to catch up to that you've missed
social
out on?
Social media, cuz.
Really?
Even though I was on the Snap, you know my Snap used to go crazy.
Yeah.
More than Instagram.
But you had Snapchat and Instagram.
Yeah, we had all of that, but it's updated now, cuz.
Okay.
You can do certain things where you couldn't do before. You understand? You've got a thing called ChatGPT and all them things. Like, it's all gone mad now. AI and, you understand what I'm saying? That's the only thing that's changed. Diamonds, cars, it's all the same.
Yeah.
Because obviously since I've been in jail, my young boys have been shutting shit down anyway. So it's all the same shit. Like, you know, nothing's like, where I'm like, raw. But the only thing different is now, a lot of people making money. You know what I'm saying? Forget the rappers. I'm talking about 9-to-5 people. But what's happened is now, you got man like speaking, you know what, we're broke. So they will come out of like a plain white t-shirt and start selling them and turn millionaires just off of selling white t-shirts. So it sprang the, COVID sprang the entrepreneurs out that thought they wasn't entrepreneurs. They're out now. You know what I'm saying?
And how difficult has it been to kind of like land back in your feet since you've been out? Because obviously you ain't, you know, you haven't had a lot of time, but you look well.
Come on, man, it's the facials and it's the, okay, you know, certain the LMS creams and, you know, facials regular, steam room every single day, you know. You know, you got to look after yourself because health is wealth. You got to, without the health, forget the wealth. You understand what I'm saying?
Yeah, and are you still working with G-Money as well, or?
Yeah, G-Money's cool, man. You understand, this man's people. I mean, I understand from a long time ago, but right now I'm just focusing on the Avalanche brand. You know what I'm trying to say to you? Yeah. Shout out to them man there still, you get me?
So what have you been working on? Is there like a mixtape coming? What's your first, what's your first point of call?
I've come out already and I've already got like 17 tracks.
Already?
Yeah, you understand? Wow. So we've already done one mixtape. It's called The End of the Drought. But yeah, I'm trying to just go crazy with them, you understand? Brazy.
Yeah.
But I'm focusing on this.
You was amongst one of the first independent artists to really be trying to push their music in America. I remember you used to go to America. You went to America a few times, didn't you? And linked up with a few American artists, no?
Come on, Posse, you know that.
Yeah.
Think like you don't know.
No, I think I know.
You was around the day.
Who did you work with back in the day?
We was around Amigos.
Yeah, Offset and
Wife
stuff,
and Lucci, right? My nigga, he's the realest out of them all. Wife and Lucci, because you see him, he kept it 100. You understand? Like, the man there, like, I was saying to the man, you know, because at the time he's done the Everyday We Lit, he's popping right now. So I'm saying to my man, yo, Cuzzy, we speak on FaceTime all the time. I'm saying, yo, my boy, yo, need a fucking feature for your thing, My man said, yo, Avalanche, man, give me what you want to give me, man. I'm saying, yeah, but Luch, man, I want to say nothing too small and offend the niggas, them, you understand? My man said, Avalanche, you know what I'm saying, man? I said, yo, give me what you want to give me, man. But anyway, I just wasn't falling for that, so I just made him come out of the money. The man said to me, 3 bags, bro. Yeah. Like, give him $3. And these times he's got, like, every day we're lit, he's lit up, you understand? But I think I went jail just after that, you know what I'm saying?
Who, in your opinion, is, like, the biggest artist to come out? Because you're from North London, isn't it? Yeah. So who's the biggest artist to ever come out of North London, in your opinion? Someone that you...
I say fucking North London. I say Skepta. I grew up with Skepta.
Okay.
You know, before all the ends got separated and all that, we was all one. Like, the man's second home was Meridian Estate. Man used to be on their tours, but I ain't got no problems with Meridian Estate anyway because it's all linked. I got man like Lopes and the man from my block that live on Meridian Estate. You know what I'm saying? But Skepta, Paper Pabs, Bossman Birdie, Meridian Dan, I grew up with all of them anyway. Like, my cousin's Kelly and Craig. R.I.P. Craig, you understand? My cousin died the other day, but boom. There was all the same team, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah. And so, what did you do the first day you came up?
Let me tell you about Skepta, what people don't understand.
Go on.
Skepta used to walk around way before the music, this is when he was a DJ, yeah? Was it Venom Crew? I can't remember the name. One of them, yeah, the team, we used to jump on the buses and follow Skepta to go and do DJ sessions and all of them things there, you understand? Yeah? That motherfucker there, he deserves what he's got right now because that motherfucker there, yeah? He, even when he saw niggas out on the street looking lit from the ends and doing his thing and shot him doing what they're doing, rare, he never got sucked. Because man used to think to him, brother, Graham, that's some dickhead thing. Like, forget all of that. But you see, with him, he stayed consistent with it and so consistent with it now. Look at him now. You know, I'm in jail and I'm watching him on the GQ magazine with fucking Naomi Campbell. Shout out fucking Skepta.
And do you feel like hustles like that, the way he's been able to hustle and put himself in position where he is and how consistent he's been?
And I like the way he moves as well. He doesn't move like a groupie. Everything he does is all boss moves. I mean, preying his thing still.
What do you fire for that? But what do you consider groupie behaviour?
Groupie behaviours is, you know, you got a lot of them in this. When I was on the road, you know, that guys just want to go around every single body and go and like, you know what I'm saying to you, like, fucking around this guy, they're around that guy. They're just around them for the clout so they can be in pictures and all sorts of shit. That's what I call groupies.
So what do you want to achieve in music then? Where do you see yourself? What do you want to achieve? Like, what do you want to be known as and known for? Especially now that you got a second chance.
Obviously, what I'm known for is what I'm known for, innit? You know what I'm saying? The trendsetter, that's the number one thing. So what I want to be known for is just like a guy that, you know, like, that shows positive energy to the people, them. You know what I'm saying to you? That, you know, it is before Posty. I was that guy, because I took the trapping thing so serious, yeah? I used to be like, see, like, if I knew you was talking about all of that and you made people believe that you was really doing all of that, I was that guy to, like, kind of, like, say to your brother, you're fucking, you're a liar, you're cap-a-lapping. You understand what I'm saying to you? But see, now, if you're lying and you're not really doing what you're doing and it's making you pay your family and get your family out of the hood, I'm all for that, bruv. Because, do you understand? Get your family out of the hood, that's the main thing. Do you understand? And then forget English rappers. When I went to America, you talking about America, I didn't even want to even bait up niggas. Like, I'm the one that showed Offset about what a fucking big face Richard Mille, a big face presidential was. Like, he didn't know what it was. Like, we were in the studio, I thought he had the same watch as me because he had big diamonds in the face. So, because it looked bigger, you know the thing, that because it looked bigger, I thought it was the same one, I thought it was a Day-Day 2. But then, I'm saying, he's saying, yeah, man, it's the same watch as you. Then Cinco's like, nah, Offset, man, that ain't the same one, man. Avalanche got that Day-Day 2, man, that's a Day-Day 2. So now Offset's looking at me like, how much that cost? Wait, you know that too. Yeah? How much that cost, boy? Yeah? I'm saying... I said, bro, I paid like fucking, it's like some mad, I can't remember. I said $30,000 already. He looked at me like this, but you can see because Offset's a little robber man. He kicks off people's doors and all sorts of shit. That's how he do it. You know when they say kick doors? They kick doors and do burglary, arm burglaries in the house and all of that. So when he saw me, I could see him looking at me like to say, like, he's looking at me like, he's nodding in his head, he's like, rare, but you can see in his old school, he's thinking, brother. You're lucky that I tried to change my life because you'd have lost your whole shit. You understand? But we went too mad, we went over there too lit, man. But yeah. Most of them was just lying. Like, imagine that. At that time, remember, Offset's already done Versace, Versace. He's already blowing up. And you don't know what a Day-Day-Day 2 is. You understand what I'm saying to you? But man showed him what that was. You understand? Man showed him where. Because remember, when we come over there, we've come crazy. Like, we've come, like, suitcased up mental. Because remember, we're listening to their tunes. So we're rapping to their... So we're trapping to their tunes, thinking that they're talking about 70 pairs of red bottoms in them. That's why I've got so many red bottoms. I've got like over 100 pairs. That's because of them type of man there. But guess what? I would not have done that if I knew they was lying. So I've just ended up spending all this money for people lying. You know what I'm saying to you?
Yeah.
So it's not, so the English man them are not really like they might just go take a little phone off a night and go to OT and do their little thing. You understand what I'm saying to you? That's more better than the Americans. The Americans ain't doing shit. They're just faking it till they make it. You understand what I'm saying to you?
Obviously, like I said and I mentioned before, a lot of wave
rappers
have been...
I hate seeing the police, you know. Look at the police, but I hate seeing them, bro.
Same PTSD.
Yeah, man. Why would you just go so close to them as well? Like, you know what I'm saying? You should keep it moving.
It's a big car, man.
I know.
It's a big car, man. I'm sorry. Hey. I'm sorry, brother.
I just don't like seeing them, man. I just get like... Yeah, PTSD.
Yeah, no, I feel you.
You know what I'm saying?
So I was going to say, yeah, a lot of wave rappers have been successful. You've had D-Block Europe, M. Honcho, Nave Smalls.
Shout out M. Honcho as well, I don't even know him, but I had a couple of his albums in jail.
Yeah, like, which one specifically was you, like, really rocking with?
I can't tell you the name of the albums.
Yeah, but no, not the albums, but the artists specifically. Were you rocking with all of them?
M. Honcho had me fire, but yeah, I liked M. Honcho's music for a little piece, you understand? I still like it now. So I had a couple of his albums in there. You know, I'll be real with you. I've been on you know what it is? Because D-Block Europe chat what I'm chatting. So I'm more, see with me, I had every single D-Block Europe album. Every single one. Do you know what I'm saying to you? Because like I could sit down and listen to a whole D-Block Europe album and not be bored. You know what I'm saying to you? Because that's my... I'm not trying to diss the real rap niggas and rare, because I've got a lot... Like, I'm cool with most of them. Like, I like real rap, but there's only so much I can listen to. Do you know what I'm saying to you? Like, Rimzy, he's one of the, like, that's one guy that I can actually listen to, like, tune after tune, because he's talking what man's talking about. It's nothing. See, where it is with enough of them, they talk a lot of depressing talk. Like, when we didn't have this and we didn't have that. And man need the uplifting thing. You understand? Man need to tell them, yo, man's got 100 on it. You understand? Yo, man's doing this. Yo, this girl is coming. Yo, boom, boom, boom. Yo, penthouse. That's what I like, because it uplifts me and makes me want to go and get some more paper. But you see, that thing there makes me start thinking about when I used to sleep in bushes and them thing there and sell crap from the bush and all them thing there. What a lot of these niggas don't know about, sleeping on the streets. These OT shutters now, they know they got girls' houses and girls driving them around. It's all like nicey. They don't know about sleeping on streets. You understand what I'm saying to you? Same tracksuit for 2 weeks.
That's crazy.
You understand? That's crazy. Beating down certain girl and them thing there, man are all fucking stinking and all that. I'm thinking, raw. But you know how the thing is already, OT girl and all that. Like, you know what I'm saying? So man's thinking, raw, you don't even know. Man's been on the streets for 2-3 weeks, bruv. You understand? Man ain't showered and them thing there. Then, you know, when the thing done, that's when man go back to London. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, a lot of people don't know that comes with that sort of lifestyle. But obviously, now that you've paid for, you know, doing those sort of activities, and now you're on more of a positive vibe, more of a musical vibe, what can you tell, like, young people out there that are kind of watching in terms of, you know, what they want to get themselves into?
Don't be like me. Because remember, why do you want to... You don't want to go to jail, bro. You know what I'm saying to you? Like, I ain't out here trying to tell kids and all that, yo, you want to start doing what man's doing and woo-woo-woo and... You're gonna get spared birds, you're gonna miss your girlfriend's gonna leave you, and all sorts of, like, all sorts of things I've seen. I've seen certain big men with millions lose it all and crying in their cell. And I'm looking at them like, fucking hell. Like, their girl's coming out on a visit while they're on remand, coming there, they're all Moncler'd out, the whole family, and the next minute, soon the poker comes, they take everything. The girl's gone. My man's crying in his cell. And it's not even a styling thing. These people that was crying in their cell to meet, like, one or two men that was my friends, you know what I'm saying to you? So I didn't like it. So you don't want to live this life. This life is a joke. Like, you know what I tell kids now? Come off of Instagram, come off of Snapchat, come off of all of that shit. Go and get a normal 9-to-5 job, even if you're on 30 bags a year. Go and live at your mum's. You don't pay no rent at your mum's. You know, put a little electric in or wherever it is a week. Don't spend nothing. Go Zara, go somewhere like, don't spend nothing. Stack your money. Like, go to work and do that for 5 years. And I guaranteed you, after 5 years, you're going to have like 100 bags. You could go into any type of conversation after that. You know what I'm saying to you? But you don't want to be like us, where it's up and down. You could die today. You could go to jail today. You know what I'm saying to you? So, like, what's the point of all of that? Go and work, bro. Go and get a normal job. Come at the game for 5 years. I keep hitting the camera, bro. Yeah? Keep hitting the camera. This street shit is played out, and most of these niggas are snitching now anyway. You know what I'm saying to you? So you catch a case with a real nigga and he's in the dock telling you that it was you. So you're just gonna be, it's a heartbroken game. You're gonna be heartbroken all the time, emotionally heartbroken. You understand what I'm saying to you? And people don't wanna tell people their ups and downs, they just wanna show the ups. Like, even with me, when I was on a roll before, you never know that I just lost 200 bags or whatever I just lost. You understand what I'm saying to you?
Yeah.
You didn't know I just lost everything. I lost every single pound that I made. I just lost it in this one deal because I'm a risk taker. If the deal goes through, most of the time it goes through. And I'm up like a dog. You understand what I'm saying to you? But then, boom, it could go thing and you lose everything. I've done it many times, Posty, since I've known you. I've lost everything. The only thing that's there is the jewelry. You understand what I'm saying to you? Yeah, and where man's living. I've lost everything, but because man's pluggy, after 3 months, later on down the line, I'm back. The plugs don't know that I've lost everything. They're still doing what they're doing with me. You understand what I'm saying to you? So I've still got the income. So in 3 months' time, I'm back. Do you know what I'm saying to you? But who wants to live like that? That's why you got to rate man like you as well that stay consistent with this thing here, bro. But enough man don't do it. Even with Trapstar, I was talking to Lee yesterday. I said, look at this, bro. Like, these niggas are from the road as well. Trappers done this thing from way before certain niggas as well. But back in the day, but they had to cut. They used their head and said, you know what? This road thing's a joke. They probably see their friends. They done birds as well. They said, you know what? Fuck this. And they just stayed on consistent on their thing. And now look. Yeah. Lee just sent me a picture of his Lambo yesterday. You understand? There's only a few of them made. He's in the country where we're at. So, like, you stay consistent. That's why the kids. That's why I'm not out here just telling them, yo, woo. I'm making them know, brother, you need to stay on something and stay consistent with it and make sure it's the right thing and make sure you've got a passion and you like doing what you're doing so you can, you know, you don't want to go be going to a job that you don't like unless you're using it as a stepping stone. So anyone that's got a job right now that they don't like, use it as a stepping stone to get to where you want to get.
Yeah, I want to talk about your sentence. Obviously, when you went, you was quite well known, very well known actually, on that last bid. How was that like for you? Like, did that cause you any issues, or was it? It didn't actually matter at all that everyone kind of knew who you were at the time.
Yeah, but you see where it is, my bro. Remember, bosses from north, east, south, and west are my people, them. So it's like when I go into these jails, it's like man's gonna be connected with someone. Do you know what I'm saying to you?
Yeah.
And even people that don't really get on where I'm from, I see them in jail, and we was cool. Do you know what I'm saying to you? But me being in jail, it's just like a thing where like I'm sitting in there thinking, what the fuck was I doing? Like, why are we repping this and why are we doing this and we don't even own it? Like, we don't even own this area. We're just moving mad and we, you know what I'm saying to you? So that's why I'm just on my Avalanche brand. I'm not really claiming none of that sort of shit. You understand what I'm saying to you? I'm just spreading positive energy. You understand what I'm saying to you? And that's about it, bro. Yo, son. Wagwan. Man's just in the thoughts of the Cully right now, post his interview. Remember you showed me the other day when we were sitting down and you showed me the other interviews and all of that. Yeah, I'm in there. Son said, Wagwan.
Big
yeah,
up,
you'll
bro.
Meet him soon, man. Yeah, don't worry, man. He's got a Rolex for you, still. he's got a bus down for you, still. You understand? But let me go, though, because it's unprofessional. This is twice as this happened. Remember I done that rant on Snapchat the other day and then fucking started talking about, oh, is this, who's he talking about? Is he upset about fucking, or is he not making no money? What, is the man them not bringing him on no money moves? Like,
but what was the speech? What speech?
Because I basically said about leaders. And then I said about no one ain't done, and then at the end of it, I said, yeah, you know, you come home, everyone's winning, you come back to the money. Then I'm saying, well, fucking hell, mate. Society man ain't even bought me a burger and chips. When I said that, fucking hell, the whole place was going mad.
Why do you think that is, though? Why do you?
Because they ain't done shit. Okay. You know what I'm saying to you? They're insecure, innit? But I wasn't talking about them, I was talking about a one person in my head. You understand?
Is it difficult when you go away and then obviously you expect certain things from certain people, but...
Do you know what it is? You know what it is? I've been lit from the day I stepped in and lit from the day I stepped out. So I'm not expecting nothing from nobody. But just the way I am, I'm thinking to myself, yeah, Posey's definitely trying to set us up still. You get me? Don't know where he's going, he's just driving in.
Nah, I got this, I got this.
But yeah, so boom. It would be nice, innit, Post? If I've made you lit and you're still lit on the road, you know, it'd be nice if you just say, yo, I've come to school, we're going to Harrods, let me go, do you understand? Yeah. But what it is, they see me coming out from remember I was in open jail.
Yeah.
So I'm coming out lit. So they're like, well, there's nothing we could do for this guy because he's on the home leave, he's living in the penthouse. You know what I'm saying to you? He's what can we do for him? But you shouldn't, if you're really genuine, you just, you know, you don't need to forget how much money I got, man. That's why no one didn't send me no money, because they're thinking he's rich. Like, but don't do that, just send the money. You know what I'm saying to you? I'm not going to ask you for nothing that I need, because I don't need nothing. But it'd be nice of you to send it. That's why it's when my Joe niggas call me and all them sort of things, they're like, they don't have to ask me what they want, because I've actually experienced it. So you're going to say to me, you're cool. But I'm going to send it to you anyway, without you knowing, you understand?
Yeah.
That's just how I move.
What was the most difficult thing that you found about Joe?
Remember, I got ADHD and I got no patience. So, you see people telling me what to do, bang up, turn your music down, rare. These sort of things, at first, I was not conforming. You know what I'm saying to you? I had it kind of hard at first, like, you know what I'm saying? Blocks and all sorts of shit, because I was not trying to conform to them. I'm telling officers, yo, I'll pay you. I'll pay all of your wages every single month. You can't chat to me. I thought that was like, I could be like that.
How did that go? That went mad.
Because now they don't like me. How can you have officers not liking you on the wing? They're gonna just fuck you over all the time, innit? Fire. But you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So, you know, they'll be opening up everyone's door, but then they won't open my door. This cocky cunt, we're not opening his door. He's talking about he's paying us wages. We already Googled this motherfucker. You understand? The number one governor's already told us about him. Because remember, my thing's different. Every Joe I go to, the number one governor comes to my cell the same night and gives me a paper and says, you will be removed. You will be moved from cell to cell. Yeah, regular. You'll be moved wing to wing, regular. All your mail and all that will be thing, and we'll be sending it to NCA. Rare. So all the, remember NCA. My thing's not no normal police thing. You understand? So it's a thing where I did not last 9-8 months in one jail. I did in one, the last one, because my wrist came down. But every jail, 7 months, bro. Security shipping me, 20 officers in the morning, 5 o'clock in the morning, grabbing by the arm, I can't move, I can't brush my teeth, can't do it. They're sending me to the block. I'm like, what the fuck's going on? They're telling me, oh, we know everything's in the jails coming through you. All the drugs, everything, all the phones, everything's coming through you, rare. And I'll be real with you. Out of three of their jails, out of the three security ships, I got three security ships, you know, that's not a normal thing. Three security ships that have, I've been in 8 prisons on this sentence, 3 security ship outs. Remember, one of them, I didn't do nothing. They security shipped me out for no reason. You know what I'm saying to you? They're saying to me, everything's coming through me and I wasn't even doing nothing.
So when's the tape coming out? What can we expect? What's next?
January, February, the tape will be out.
Yeah.
Yeah? Because it's done already. You know what I'm saying to you? All we're doing now is just the features right now. So everything's done. We've got all the hottest, everyone that's lit up in the place, we've got them. I'm not talking about lit, like jury, even though they all got jury, but I'm talking about like everyone that's doing good in the music scene, you know what I'm trying to say to you?
I definitely want you to know that Trapping All Week remix is in my top 5 UK bangers of all time. Personally.
Yeah.
Like I play that in my house till this day.
But the music now is on, it's on steroids now.
It is.
It's so professional now, the music that I've got going on. It's like me back in the day, but it's like on steroids. Do you know what I'm saying? Like even I listen to it and I'm like, what the fuck? This sounds mental. Do you understand what I'm saying to you? But, and I'm doing it. I've come out of jail and I'm doing it so effortlessly. I'm like, what? The tune's done. I'm telling the engineer what the tune's done. He's like, yeah, the tune's done. I'll put the thing on and I will hum the flow. Like, you know what I'm saying to you? Do the flow. And then when I see the flow fits on the beat, I put the bars into the flow. And then it's done.
Yeah.
It's a wrap.
You have 5 new messages.
Hey Carl, it's Jen from Finance. Could you submit your expenses this week?
Hey Carl, happy Friday. It's Jen, Finance. Just need those receipts today. Me again, Carl. Really need those receipts, like last week. Please just tell me where they are. Are you by your desk right now?
Finance teams, you shouldn't be chasing down Carl or anyone else. With Ramp, expenses are sent with a text and reminders happen automatically. Switch your business to ramp.com today and love finance again.